Audi to launch new entry-level electric vehicle as A1 and Q2 models retire. Audi has recently revealed it will cease production of its best-selling A1 hatchback and Q2 compact SUV models by 2026, paving the way for a new entry-level electric vehicle. Positioned below the Audi Q4 e-tron, the EV crossover exemplifies Audi's dedication to maintaining its premium brand identity. As the automaker's most affordable electric vehicle, the crossover serves as the EV counterpart of the Audi A3 hatchback and Q3 crossover while also being the smallest electric car in Audi's portfolio. The move to phase out the A1 and Q2 follows former Audi CEO Markus Duesmann's 2021 remark that the A1 had become too expensive and misaligned with Audi's electrification strategy for 2030. Audi's CEO, Gernot Dallner, confirmed that A1 and Q2 production will end by 2026. With no replacement for the A1. He confirmed that Audi will continue to offer models in the lower A segment, which refers to vehicles similar in size and positioning to the A3. He also mentioned the production of a new vehicle, Audi's entry-level BEV in the A segment, to begin next year in Ingolstadt. The upcoming EV model may utilize shared Volkswagen Group infrastructure for its platform, incorporating technology components similar to the modular electric drive matrix used in the Q4 e-tron. The integration lowers production costs while ensuring Audi's innovation and performance. With an estimated starting price of £30,000, the new EV seeks to make sustainable luxury cars more accessible. The upcoming model is anticipated to merge hatchback and crossover features, closely resembling the Škoda Elroq in size and shape. As it won't directly replace the outgoing models, it may debut with a new badge. Like the Q4 e-tron, Audi's upcoming EV will offer a distinctly premium experience compared to its VW Group platform mates, featuring advanced interior technology and design elements inspired by larger luxurious Audi models. New launch, Volkswagen to introduce its full hybrid powertrains at the Munich Motor Show.